USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. The Justice Department has till Tuesday to respond to an emergency request from Donald Trump asking the Supreme Court to halt part of an appeals court ruling giving the government access to classified documents seized from Mar-a-Lago and restoring them to the special master. Khan Nawade, former federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, gives his take.
My guess is, number one, this is a motion that can be decided by Justice Thomas by himself. My take is he's probably going to refer it to the full court, given the high-profile nature, and the full court is probably going to say, too bad, too sad, to the former president.
Sources say that the Justice Department believes former President Donald Trump still hasn't returned all the government documents he took from the White House. An Oregon serial rapist is set to be released from prison in mid-December after serving nearly 36 years behind bars, almost all of his maximum sentence. Richard Gilmore, arrested in 1986 and called the jogger rapist because he staked out victims as he ran by their homes, admitted to raping 9 girls in the Portland area in the 1970s and 80s, but was only convicted in one case because of the statute of limitations. In 1987, a jury found him guilty of raping 13-year-old Tiffany Edens, his last known victim, in December 1986. He will be 63 at the time of his release in December. We've got numbers for you on deaths versus vaccines.
Federal health officials say vaccines prevented at least 330,000 COVID deaths in U.S. seniors last year. A Health and Human Services report says the decrease in hospitalizations saved more than $16 billion in medical costs. It shows hospitalizations and deaths went down 12 and 15%, respectively, as vaccines went up 10%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Christine Barrett was inside her family's Northport home during Hurricane Ian when one of her kids started yelling that water was coming up from the shower, that it started coming in from outside the house. Eventually, the family was forced to climb on top of their kitchen cabinets. They put water wings on their one-year-old and were rescued the next day by boat. After the floodwaters had finally gone down, Barrett and her family were cleaning out the damp and muddy house. On the front lawn lay chairs, a dresser, couch cushions, flooring planks, and a pile of damp drywall. Similar scenes played out across the block as residents tried to clear out the soggy mess before mold set in. An actor who has accused Kevin Spacey of making a sexual advance on him as a 14-year-old recounted the episode for a New York City jury on Friday, testifying he felt helpless when Spacey climbed on top of him in bed. "I was frozen," Anthony Rapp said on the second day of a civil trial in Manhattan. "I was pinned underneath him. I didn't know what to do." In a halting voice, Rapp testified that then 26-year-old Spacey had invited him to a party at his Upper East Side apartment when both actors were starring on Broadway in 1986. He said after he wandered into a bedroom to watch TV and get away from the adults, an intoxicated-looking Spacey joined him after the other guests had left. Rapp, now 50, came forward with the accusation in 2017 when he was the first among others who largely shut down Spacey's career with multiple claims of inappropriate touching or sexual advances. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.